Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Brachos is daf Chav Zayin. We finished yesterday the third parak of Brachos. We started the fourth parak of Brachos, Tefillah. Topic of discussion over the course of the fourth parak of Brachos will be the Tefillah. Tefillah is a mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah d'orais or mitzvah d'rabbanan, subject to a debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. Perhaps later we'll talk about it. If not today, maybe even tomorrow. But it's a mitzvah to daven. So the Mishnah starts off with the Zmanei HaTefillah. What are the correct times to daven? What are the times in which you have to daven? Your Shacharis, your Mincha, and your Maariv. So we have in our Mishnah Machlokas. So for Shacharis, we had in our Mishnah Machlokas between the Chacham and Rav Yehuda. The Chachamim say that you start at starting time. The Mishnah actually doesn't talk about, but you start davening Shacharis. Let's say after Netzachama, let's say you can even start davening earlier, but the Mishnah doesn't really discuss that. But you have until, according to Rav Yehuda, the fourth hour of the day, and according to the Chacham, you have till midday for Shacharis. For Mincha, so the Tanakhama's opinion is that you have until Erev, you have until the evening, which presumably means sunset. Rav Yehuda says, no, you have to finish davening at Plaga Mincha. You have to finish davening Mincha at Plaga Mincha. What exactly does that mean? So we'll come back to explain that a little bit later on. And finally, Maariv, we're all in agreement. In the Mishnah, Maariv ain lakeva. So there's no fixed time for Maariv. And finally, Musaf, you have the entire day as well to daven Musaf. Okay. That is the Gemara that we did yesterday. Now, yesterday we started the topic of Tashlumim. What if you miss a davening? Can you make up another davening? So the answer is yes, you can. In other words, so if you miss Shacharis, but as we learned at the bottom of the Amud yesterday in Chavav Amud Aleph, you miss Shacharis, meaning not because you feel like I'm not in the mood for Shacharis, but you missed it, right? Some sort of Ones takes place, Ones or Shogeg takes place. You forgot, you fell asleep. You have some sort of plausible excuse in terms of why you missed Mincha, so you could daven Maariv. You daven Maariv, and then you'll daven Maariv again. And that second Maariv will be Tashlum, it'll be make up for the Mincha that you lost. Now, it doesn't say this in the Gemara, although it's reasonable, and it is the Halacha, that this only works once. Meaning, if you miss, let's say, Shacharis for the last 5 years, so then at that point in time, there's no makeup. Meaning, the makeup is only for the next davening, and it's only for the, and only allows you to make up one davening.
But if you miss Shacharis and you have the Maariv,
right. In other words, you miss Shacharis and then you daven Mincha, but you forgot to do your Tashlumim, so that's it. So the discussion is over. Yesterday, I pointed out, last thing I mentioned was Tosos. Tosos says, and by the way, before I get to the point of Tosos, the Gemara entertained for a moment that this works from Maariv to Shacharis. This works from Shacharis to Mincha. How about from Mincha to Maariv? So the Gemara thought for a moment yesterday, maybe not from Mincha to Maariv. Why? Because that's a changing of the day. Meaning, once you're davening Maariv, that's a totally new day. The argument you could have made is, well, once the Zman of Mincha is over, now once you're in a new day, that's it. The Avar Zman of Bata Karbano. It's too late. You're on to a new day. You can't make up the davening that you missed. That was a thought the Gemara entertained, but the Gemara concluded that's not accurate, that's not correct. You can make up even from Mincha to Maariv. So if you miss Mincha, and now you want to make it up, so you daven two Maarivs. I pointed out yesterday, Tosfos is of the opinion, well, you know what, tomorrow, I'll come back to this Tosfos. Tomorrow we discuss Maariv being a Rishus. All right, so I'll tell you what, let's save Tosfos for tomorrow. Okay, we're on Chav Vav Amud Beis. We're on the very top of Chav Vav Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan. Tav v'lo yispal mincha b'erev Shabbos, mispal b'lel Shabbos time. Okay, so you miss mincha on Friday afternoon. Recommended, but it's understood. Friday afternoon, there's a lot of hustle, there's a lot to do, and you just miss it. You miss Mincha on Friday afternoon. So what do you do? So the Braisa says, so you'll make it up on Friday night. Friday night, you'll do Tashlumim. But watch carefully, because what happened on Friday night? So Friday night, there's a totally new Shmon Esrei. It's not the Shmon Esrei that you regularly say. It's a Shabbos Shmon Esrei. So what are you going to say for your Tashlumim? Right? I hope we all know the answer, but what are we going to say? So if you're going to say your Shabbos Shmon Esrei, your second Shabbos Shmon Esrei, but that's your Shmon Esrei that you're using as a makeup Shmon Esrei for the Friday afternoon. On Friday afternoon, obviously you were planning on davening a regular weekday Shmon Esrei. So the Braisa says, okay, but still, In other words, it's Shabbos. So even though you're davening tashlumim, but you have to daven tashlumim in the format that it presently presents itself. Since right now it's Shabbos, even though I'm making up a Shmoneh Esrei, but I still have to say the Nusach of Shabbos. So Tavlos Paul Mincha Be'er Shabbos, Mispal Below Shabbos Tayim. Tavlos Paul Mincha Be'er Shabbos, let's go the other way. Let's go now to Shabbos afternoon. Well, you missed Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So what do you do? Mispal Be'motzei Shabbos Tayim. Shalchol. So now on Motzei Shabbos, you're davening two Shmoneh Esreis. One your regular, and the other one, next one, is going to be your Tashlumim. And so what Nusach do you say for the Tashlumim? It's a weekday, it's Saturday night. So you're going to say your weekday Shmoneh Esrei, even though it's making up for a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei that you missed. Now, Mavdil Berishona Ve'ino Mavdil Bishniya. Now here's our story. So which one do you make Havdalah in? Obviously, we know that for Motzei Shabbos, Mariv, so we say Atachon Antanu, which is the Havdalah that we start into the Shmoneh Esrei. So now in this scenario, I'm davening two Shmoneh Esreis on Motzei Shabbos because I missed Mincha. So I'm davening two. So which one do I make Havdalah in? So the answer is the first one. Because the first one is your regularly scheduled Mariv. So that's the one that you say Atachon Antanu. And your second one is your makeup. So you're not going to say Atachon Antanu number two. Good. That's the correct thing to do. But let's say you flip it. Let's say by accident you didn't make Havdalah in your first Shmoneh Esrei and you made Havdalah in your second Shmoneh Esrei. Shnia altalo, Rishona lo altalo. So the second one now is your Shmoneh Esrei. That's your regular Ma'ariv Shmoneh Esrei. What about the first one? Didn't count for anything. Now the Gemara says, Lamer de Kivin de lo Avda Bekamaisa Kaman de lo Tzali Dami Umehadrinan lay. So the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. You skipped Atachon Antanu. Now, remember what the halacha is? You miss Atachon Antanu Ma'ariv Shmoneh Esrei. You got to go back and say Shmoneh Esrei again? Yes or no? So the correct answer is, I don't want to put anyone on the spot. So the correct answer is, you don't have to go back. Right? You missed Atachon Antanu, but it's okay. You're going to say Havdalah anyway later. So it's okay if you missed Atachon Antanu. Obviously, you shouldn't miss it. But if you do, you don't have to go back. So the Gemara says, "V'reminu tal v'lo hisker k'vurus k'shamim b'tchias amesim v'sheila b'birchas hashanim machzir noso." So certain mistakes are unforgivable. So if you forget k'vurus hashamim, amashiv v'rochem redagashem. So or if you forget, instead of saying v'sein bracha, v'sein v'sein talum matal avracha. I'm sorry, I'm speaking Ashkenaz if you don't understand me. So the you have a whole new nusach for that ninth bracha. So anyway, so machzir noso. So havdalah b'chon andasin machzir noso. But if you miss atachon antanu, so you don't go back. Mimneshu yuchol la'omer alakos. So because you could say it later on alakos. So let's see if we got this straight, because the Gemara is really introducing a serious problem. Atachon antanu is not ma'akev. It doesn't hold back your Shmoneh Esrei. Your Shmoneh Esrei will still work even if you don't say Atachon Antanu. Fine. So let's go over our scenario again. You miss Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. You get now to Motzei Shabbos and you realize, oh no, my Shabbos afternoon nap went way too long. It's now Motzei Shabbos. And now what? I got to dive in two Shmoneh Esreis. Now if I dive in the first one and I skip Atachon Antanu, and I dive in the second one and I add Atachon Antanu, so what's the ruling? Second one works, first one doesn't work. And you got to daven Shmoneh Esrei again as your Tashlumim. So that now will be your third Shmoneh Esrei, but the first one's discounted. So the question on the table is, why is the first one discounted? So you missed Atachon Antanu. I say this respectfully, so what? Skipping Atachon Antanu is not the end of the world. It doesn't stare your Shmoneh Esrei. So how does that work now? How come if I say two Shmoneh Esreis and Motzei Shabbos and I forget Atachon Antanu, the first Shmoneh Esrei, so I just simply now, it gets erased. That Shmoneh Esrei gets erased. And the Gemara awkwardly ends off the whole discussion with one word, Kasha. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Meaning both rulings are correct, and I don't know how to resolve those two issues. Okay. Yeah, but in this, I understand that, but in this scenario, we know what happened. What happened was, is that you missed the first time and you said the second time. And even though missing is not the end of the world normally, here it is. So why is it different over here? So the Gemara ends off by saying, I don't know. So even, right, okay, good. Now, in general, we all know that when the Gemara ends the discussion with the words Tiyufta, that means the discussion is over, conversation over, we move on. But when the Gemara ends with the words Kasha just simply means it's difficult, but if you think about it some more, you can figure it out. The Gemara doesn't give us all the answers, right? The Gemara is a very interesting a dynamic in this regard, where even though it likes to resolve issues, but sometimes it leaves issues unresolved, but kind of like winks at us and says, you know, if you're smart and you think about some, you could really resolve it on your own. So that's what Kasha is intimating when you see that word in the Gemara. Conversations with the word Kasha. So what can we suggest over here? So we don't have to be that smart, because we have Tosfos who already addresses this very issue. Okay, so says Tosfos. Now it's a long Tosfos, and Tosfos goes on to discuss other issues as well. I'm not going to go through the entire Tosfos over here, although I highly recommend it. But we are going to look at the middle of the Tosfos, the part that's underlined. Now if your part of this Tosfos is not underlined, it's because you didn't give me your Gemara before the Daf. I would have underlined it for you. In my Gemara, it's underlined. So I'm starting right in the middle of Tosfos, starting with the words Ahad Dekamer Shemavda Brishona Ve'enu Mavda B'Shnia. Okay, it is the first words in the line of Tosfos is Vezela Shono. It's about the midway point down in the Tosfos of Tavolo Hispala, where he writes Ahad Dekamer Shemavda Brishona Ve'enu Mavda B'Shnia Ve'im Lo Hivda Brishona Ve'hivda B'Shnia Shnia Altolo Brishona Lo Altolo Di Baile Le'igdume Tfila Shnia Bereisha dehi chova. Because Tosfos says, look, it works like this. You have that Motzei Shabbos, an obligation to daven two Shmoneh Esreis. Which one is your, it's not the best word to use, but I'll use it anyway. Which one is your real Shmoneh Esrei? Or which one is the current Shmoneh Esrei? So obviously it's the first one you daven. Meaning makeup is for makeup. But right now it's Motzei Shabbos. So which one do I need to daven right now? So I need to daven the regular Motzei Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. V'kevan delo avdol bereisha, v'avdol bebasraisa, gali daite dahach basraisa hi chova. So here, let's go over what you did. So you forgot atochon antanu in number one, which in of itself isn't that bad. But then you daven the second Shmoneh Esrei, and the second Shmoneh Esrei, what did you do? You added atochon antanu. So what is that revealing to us? It's revelatory to the fact that second Shmoneh Esrei is the one that you really meant. Meaning it's as if I said, oops, never mind that first one. I forgot Atochan Antanu. Now I go to number two and I say Atochan Antanu, Gali Daite. That is revelation of the fact that he really, it's almost like the first one, just scratch it. And now you move to the second one, and the second one now becomes your quote-unquote real Shmoneh Esrei. Hilkach by Lamahadu, let's lose him Nachrita. Kidei Lahaktim Chovash. Chovat Shaita Bereisha. Because that first one has to be your Chovat Shaita. That's the one that you currently need to say. Which, by the fact that you skipped Atachon Antanu number one and said it number two, that's demonstrative that number two is the one that you need to say right now. It's furthermore demonstrative of the fact that number one was a mistake. Now the question is, did you make Tashlumim up? Nope. Because Tashlumim has to come after Chovah. First you say what you need to say now, and afterwards it's Tashlumim, and that's why, on that particular Motzei Shabbos, is going to be a third Shmoneh Esrei. Under normal circumstances, if I only needed to say one Shmoneh Esrei, a Motzei Shabbos, and I said that one Shmoneh Esrei, without Atachon Antanu, in of itself, it's not Ma'akev. But in this scenario, because I first have to do Chovat Shaita, then I have to do the Tashlumim, so in this particular scenario, the first Shmoneh Esrei is going to be expunged. As it's nothing. It became nothing. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara Itmar. The Gemara now goes over the three times a day that we daven. This is classic Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Matvilas Avos Tiknum, Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi, Matvilas Kenega, Tamidim Tiknum. There's an institution of Shmoneh Esrei, and there's an institution that we daven three times a day. And so for what reason do the rabbis institute that we daven three times a day? Now, I mentioned the very beginning of today's daf, that whether or not davening is a mitzvah d'oraisa, is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, is subject to a debate. And I mentioned earlier that the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Even according to the opinion of the Rambam, davening is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But the nusach of how we daven, and the fact that we daven three times a day, even the Rambam admits that that is d'rabbanan. So what the Chachamim did is they institutionalized this mitzvah d'oraisa of davening. So for him, for the Rambam, none of these Gemaras present much of an issue in terms of, you're going to see a lot of rabbinic legislation over here, but that's fine. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, shaped and formed by the Chacham. So why do the rabbis institute davening three times a day? So, if you take a look at the Gemara, we're back to the Gemara, Itmar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinam, Amar Tfilas Avos Tiknum, and Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, Amar Tfilas Kenegat Timinim Tiknum. Tanya Kavazi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanim, Tanya Kavazi, Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi. So the Gemara is going to present braises that support both positions. We'll explain each position better and slower as we go through each one. Tanya Kavasi Rav Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So first we have a braisa that supports Rabbi Chanina, the Avos, the three Avos instituted the three davenings. Avram tikin tefillah shachar shenemar, vayashkem Avraham baboker el makom asher amad sham. Ve'ein amida ela tefillah. Standing is davening. Shenemar vayamod Pinchas vayipalel. Pinchas got up and he davened. And this is not out of the Torah, this is out of Tehillim. But the idea is that when Pinchas was about to act in his act of kanos, so before he did so, he davened. Vayamod Pinchas vayipalel. So you see that the connection between tefillah and amida, and by Avram it says, Vayamod avayashkem Avram baboker al makom asher amad sham. And by the way, you remember the Gemara earlier? This is one of the sources that you need a makom kavua. You need to be davening today, the same place where you davened yesterday. So anyway, so Yitzchak tikin tefillas mincha shenemar v'yetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnos arev. Right before it gets evening, Yitzchak went and he conversed out in the field. V'ein sicha la tefila. Sicha, conversation, is a reference to tefila shenemar. Tefila la'ani kiyatov v'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. You pour out your conversation to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You pour your heart out to him. Yaakov tikin tefillas arvis, and Yaakov instituted Mariv shenamar vayifka b'makom vayalan shah. So right before he goes there, he is pogea. Now pogea, a pigia, a meeting, some sort of appointment. Ve'ein pigia lo tefillas shenamar v'atal tispala ba'anam hazeh v'al tisa ba'adam rina usfila v'al tifka bi. So you see that from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that the word pigia is a reference to davening. Rina utfila. V'tanya kavase derav Yeshua Malevi. Good. So we just quoted a braisa that is supportive of the idea that it's the avos who instituted the three davenings a day. Rav Yehoshua ben Levi says, Mimnei ma'amru tefillas ha-shachar ad-chatzos, sharei tamish ha-shachar, kravo lech ad-chatzos. Rav Yehuda omer ad-arba shaos, sharei tamish ha-shachar, kravo lech ad-arba shaos. Why is the time of shacharis either up to midday or up to 4 hours, depending on who you hold like? Because that's the carbon that's offered in the morning. Two tamidim that are offered every day, the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arbayim. When can you offer the tamid shel shachar? It's the machlokis. It's the same exact machlokis. Same thing regarding afternoon. The davening that we do in the afternoon, what we call mincha, so that's keneged the tamid shel bein arbayim. And just like the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim has a cutoff time in which it can be offered, so too does the mincha in the afternoon. Now what about Tfilas HaErev? So that there is no time. Because we know, there is no carbon that is offered at night. Right? Rule number one in Tzvachim and Menachos. No carbon at night. Carbon is only a mitzvah during the day. So what's going on at night? What does Mariv correspond to? So we know that after all the avodah is done during the day, so you have a lot of body parts. Talking about animal body parts. So you have a lot of body parts. So what happens to these body parts? They're put up onto the Mizbech. They don't need to go up during the day. In fact, most of the time they were just simply reserved so that they could be burned over the course of the evening. So the burning of limbs and fats occur in the evening. Now, at what point during the evening? The entire evening. So when is the time for Mariv? The entire evening as well. Now the karma musaf could be offered at any point during the day, as long as it's after the shel shachar, and as long as it's before the shel bein arbayim, the musaf can be offered at any point during the day. So the davening of musaf can occur during the day as well, any time during the day. Rav Yehuda omer sheva shaos sharei karma musaf krav holech ad sheva shaos, and Rav Yehuda also disagrees regarding the zman of the karma musaf. Good. I'm going to breathe for just a moment. So you see over here from this braisa that the davening is an institution that is connected to karbon. So here and now you have a braisa that supports both positions. We have that the davening corresponds to the avos, and we have the davening corresponds to karbonos. And a different time I suggested, and this is my suggestion, so take it for whatever it's worth, but The Rambam cites both of these viewpoints. The Rambam doesn't pick a side over here. He doesn't see this as a machlokas. He sees this as just simply two aspects of davening. So at one point I suggested, and I could be right, so you never know, that perhaps what we do every time we daven is we daven as first as an individual, what we call tefillah balachish, and then we daven b'tzibor, meaning the shlich tzibor goes out and repeats the Shmoneh Esrei. Now the reason why we have chazaras hashatz, repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, is because there are people in shul nowadays, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, who simply don't know how to daven. So what do? So they have the Shliach Tzibur daven for them. So they're in the shul, they listen to the Shliach Tzibur, and they answer Amen. And so started Chazar Sashatz, the repetition of the Amida. The Rambam says, the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, don't cut it out of the whole davening. Meaning, even if you have a room full of people who know how to daven, make sure to keep Chazar Sashatz in place. You don't. It's not something we could just simply dispense with, even though it's quote unquote not needed. The Rambam says, no, it is needed. So it could be that when we daven twice Shachris and we daven twice Mincha, right, once on our own and once then again B'Shliach Tzibur, so it could be reflecting the two viewpoints of davening. Meaning that when we say that Avos were Mesakin Tefillah, so we have our private individual davening that we daven for Shachris, for Mincha, and for Maariv. And then we also say that the Tefillah correspond to the Karbanos. Well, what's a Karban? A Karban is one animal that is representative of the entire Jewish people. Everyone contributes to the Karban, but it really is reflective of a Tzibur. So what's Shliach Tzibur, what's Chazar Sashas? It could be that that's reflective of the Karban aspect of the davening. So that it's one person, davening Shemona Esrei, on behalf of the entire Jewish people. If I'm right, which is a humongous if, but if I'm right, so then you cannot kind of understand why there's no Chazar Sashas by Maariv. Because there's no Chazar Sashas by Maariv, because Maariv is a Rishus, that's tomorrow's discussion, we'll get to it tomorrow. But another thing that we can add to the discussion is also, there's no Karban at night. Meaning, yes, it's true that there's a burning of the fats and the limbs, but that's not a voda. That's just the leftovers of what was happening during the day. But that's not a voda that's occurring at night. So could be that one of the reasons why there is no Chazar Sashas at Maariv is because this really doesn't reflect any Karban that's brought at night. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. Ezuhi mincha gedola. Okay, now there are two minchas, meaning not to confuse, but in the afternoon, what we're going to do is we're going to take the afternoon and divide it into two parts, with the mincha gedola and mincha ketana. So ezuhi mincha gedola, mishe shos ha-mechsa v'lamala. So it starts 6.5 hours into the day. So let's assume a perfect day, where sunrise at 6 a.m. and sunsets at 6 p.m. So high noon is going to be at 12. Okay? So at 12:30 now is the beginning of this time of mincha gedola. It's when the sun starts moving into the western horizon. The Ezuhi Mincha Ketana. Now there's another section of the afternoon, which is called Mincha Ketana, Miteisha Shos HaMetzel V'Lamala. So on our perfect day of 6 a.m., 6 p.m., where noon is at high noon is at 12 o'clock, so Mincha Ketana now is going to begin 9.5 hours into the day, which is 2:30 in the afternoon. So, and by 2:30, of course, I meant 3:30. Thank you. That is a correct correction. Mechsav alamala. Ibailu. Now that we know that we've broken up the afternoon into two units, mincha gedola and mincha ketana. And by the way, let's just quickly explain these terminologies of what does that mean, the big mincha and the little mincha. So, so if you take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says, in bala haktim tamishol ben arabayim, inu yachol haktim okodim sheishos mechsa. So Rashi says, look, let's say we're in the base of Mikdash and it's a slow day. No one's offering any karbanos. So you know what? Let's wrap it up. So let's offer the Tamei Shalbein Arbaim. How early can we offer it? No earlier than 12:30. The Bein Arbaim Ksiv Bey, because regarding the Tamei Shalbein Arbaim, the Torah says Bein Arbaim. Smartest thing I've said today. The Torah says Bein Arbaim, and that means it has to be in the afternoon. Well, afternoon only begins when the sun starts moving into the western horizon, and Rashi says exactly that. Umichi yinatu tzalei arav mihachama. Mishachama no telemaarav. That's when the sun moves into the western horizon. Dainu mishesh shalos ametsa. Olamala damamar chasi sheish vechasi sheva chama omeres barosh kol adam beemtsa rekia. Okay, so because from the hours of 11:30 to 12:30, the sun's right over our head. So it's only from 12:30 on is the sun starting to move into the western horizon. That's what's called mincha gedola. What's mincha ketana? We go to the next Rashi. Zman tamish obein harabayim b'chol yom miteisha shos umechsa ulamala. Typically, on a regular day in the Beis Hamikdash, the mincha was offered. The tamish obein harabayim was offered at 3:30 in the afternoon. How do we know that? It's the Mishnah Pesachim. Rashi quotes tamish nishkat nishka b'shmon umechsa v'kra b'teisha umechsa. There was my 2:30. Sorry, I knew there was a 2:30 somewhere there. So it was shechted at 2:30 in the afternoon, offered at 3:30 in the afternoon. So mincha ketana starts at 3:30 in the afternoon. Awesome, a farish time. And by the way, the Gemara Pesachim explains more about why these times. Okay. In the meantime, however, good. So we have now new terminology of the day. We have something called mincha gedola. We have something called mincha ketana. And now the Gemara says like this. Good. We also know that Rav Yehuda allows you to daven mincha till plag ha-mincha, till a midpoint. Now, which midpoint are we talking about? Is it a midpoint of mincha gedola, or is it the midpoint of mincha ketana? The Gemara asks exactly this question. The ezehi, no, I'm sorry, I read that already. Ve'ezeh mincha gedola, I'll read it again. Mishay shaos mechza v'lamala, ve'ezeh mincha ketana, mitesha shaos mechza v'lamala, ibay lehu. Rabbi Yehuda plaga mincha kama kamar, o plaga mincha achrona kamar. Yeah, so which one was he referring to? Tashma detanya, Rabbi Yehuda, amir plaga mincha achrona amru. Okay, good. We have a Braisa. The Braisa resolves this question really quickly. It is the second mincha, what we call mincha ketana. V'hi yud'al shas chasta revia. So that means now, mincha ketana starts at 3:30 in the afternoon on a perfect day. And it ends at 6 p.m. So I ask you now, what's the midpoint? So it's 2.5 hours of the afternoon, the last 2.5 hours of the afternoon. So half of that is an hour and a quarter. So that would be now at 6 p.m., Plaga Mincha would be at 4:45. Neima Tehavet Yufta de Rav Yosef Rebbe Chinina. Amalcha Rav Yosef Rebbe Chinina La'olam Emalcha Tchilas Avos Tiknum. Now look, the fact that the times of Mincha are following the Karban, isn't that difficult for Rav Yosef Rebbe Chinina? So the Gemara says, no, it's not. Really, the Avos are Misakin. Ve'as Mechina Rabbana Karbanos. But what the rabbis did in terms of concretizing, legislating, when to daven, so they're going to follow the pattern of the Karbanos. Meaning, basically the Gemara says that both positions are not mutually exclusive from one another. You can hold that the Avos instituted davening, and you could still say that the Karbanos influenced the time of davening. Because look, you have to acknowledge that Karbanos played a role. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, where the Avos instituted davening, so where does he get Musaf from? What's Musaf? There's no fourth forefather. There are only three of them. So what Musaf is clearly reflective of the carbon Musaf that's brought on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif. It has to be. So Ela Tfilas Avos Tiknam Vas Mechin Rabbana Karbanos. So Gemara says like this. So we're going to say it like we just said it. That the Avos instituted davening, and then in terms of legislating times for davening, adding the musaf davening, so that's going to be a reflection of karbanos. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer arba shaos ibaylehu ad bechlal odemala ad velo ad bechlal. Classic question of the Gemara. One of the classic places where this question is discussed is right here. When we say up to, does that mean up to and including, or up to not including? So, and it's important over here because, for example, Rabbi Yehuda says you could daven shacharis until the fourth hour. Is that up to the fourth hour? Or is that including the fourth hour? Right? The difference between, again, on our perfect day, 6 a.m. sunrise. Again, I'm assuming like the Gaon, like the Vilna Gaon. So 6 a.m. sunrise. So that means the last time that you could daven Shmoneh Esrei is going to be either 9 a.m., up to the fourth hour, or 10 a.m., including the fourth hour. Okay, so that's a big difference. So the Gemara says, Ad v'ad b'chol, dimo ad v'lo ad b'chol, tashma Rav Yehuda Amar ad plaga mincha. So the Gemara says, well, I think it's pretty clear because Rav Yehuda says you have to what time to daven mincha until plaga mincha, which is the last hour and quarter of the day, as we just discussed. Now, if until means until, up to, and including, so we're going to have a problem. Because then, if you assume that up to means up to, not including, so then we're good. According to Rav Yehuda, you daven mincha up till 4:45, and the Chachamim disagree, up till 6 p.m. But, Elei Amart Ad Va'ad Bechlal, Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Rabbanan. But if what Rabbi Yehuda said, Ad Plaga Mincha, he meant up to and including Mincha, so now we're faced with a very serious problem. Because Rabbi Yehuda is saying the same exact thing as the rabbis. Meaning, let's spell this out. Rabbi Yehuda says, you'll daven until Plaga Mincha, which means up to and including. Meaning, you'll have the last hour and quarter of the day to daven Mincha. And the Chachamim vociferously disagree. They say, when do you have? Well, it's the same time. So which the Gemara says, well, that doesn't make any sense. They're now both pointing to the same time, and they're debating? That doesn't make any sense. Elamai ad. So the Gemara says, good. So that's a good indication that it's ad velo ad bechlal. But then we move on. My ad velo ad bechlal, ema seifa. Vishal musafim kol hayom Rav Yehuda amar chevashaus. Now let's see if we can consistently see this through. Meaning, what are we suggesting now? It's ad velo ad bechlal, up to but not including. So now let's go to Musaf. What did Rabbi Huda say to regarding Musaf? You have up until the seventh hour, but not including. So now, according to Rabbi Huda, when's the last time you're davening Musaf on any given Shabbos? 12 noon. Good. Now the Gemara says, in of itself, that would have been fine. Vitanya, but the problem is the following. We have the following braisa. Let's say now you're at a point in the day where you have two obligations upon you, mincha and musaf. So shalmincha, mispal shalmincha v'achakach shalmusaf shezu tadir v'zuena tadira. So the Tanakhama says, well, you know what to do. Tadir v'sheno tadir tadir kodim. You go with what is more common. Mincha happens more often than musaf. Musaf is once a week. Mincha is every day. Tadir v'sheno tadir. So mincha takes precedence over musaf. Rabbi Yehuda Amar mispal shalmusaf v'achakach shalmincha shezu overes v'zu eino overes. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. Musaf is going to pass you right by. You only have till the seventh hour of the day, daven Musaf. Mincha, you have the entire afternoon. So I'm telling you, you got to daven Musaf because otherwise it's going to go by you. Now, you see in this debate that there is such a thing as a coincidence. I don't mean that like, but in other words, right, it means they coincide. Mincha and Musaf, according to both opinions, can occur at the same time. Now, so now, if the seventh hour means up to and including the seventh hour, we're good. We get it. Meaning that there's going to be a time, notably from 12:30 to 1 in the afternoon, where there's going to be a presentation of both mincha and musaf. But if up to and including means up to but not including, when's your last chance for Musaf according to Rabbi Yehuda? High noon, 12 o'clock. When's your first chance for Mincha? 12:30. There's never going to be coincidence of these two tefillos. So you're never even going to get to the scenario. Why would Rabbi Yehuda even be discussing this scenario? So Elamai Adva Ad Bechal. So the Gemara says, okay, we're going back. We're now going to say it's Ad Ve'ad Bechal, up to and including. So now that we're up to now that we're here, up to and including, so we're good. We're good on the Musaf Mincha front. So Kasha Reisha. But we were difficult because remember the whole discussion started with Rabbi Yehuda saying you have to went to Dav Mincha Ad Plaga Mincha. Which is difficult, because if it's up to and including, it means you have up to and including Plaga Mincha, which is the same thing as Erev. So, Ma'ika ben Rav Yehuda Rabbanam, he's first, I Plaga Mincha, Plaga Chrona Kamar, Plag Rishona Kamar, V'hachi Kamar, Emas Nafik, Plag Rishona, V'ayo Plaga Chrona, Michi Nafke, Yud Aleph, Shaos Chasa Revia. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're going to have to say a slightly adjusted pshat, meaning, it is Ad V'ad Bechlal, it is in all fronts, on Shachris, on Mincha, on Musaf, it's always Ad V'ad Bechlal. So then the problem is, how did you understand up to Plaga Mincha? So here's how we originally understood it. It meant the last half of Plaga Mincha. The Gemara says, no, that's not what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Meaning you take those last 2.5 hours of the day, Mincha Katana starts at 3:30. It ends at 6 o'clock. So that's 6 p.m. So that means you have 2.5 hours. You thought that Rabbi Yehuda meant Plaga Mincha means Plaga Mincha, the second half of that 2.5 hour slot. That's not what Rabbi Yehuda meant. He meant the first half of that 2.5 hour slot. Meaning from 3:30 till 4:45, that's what you refer to as Plaga Mincha. That's the last time you have to daven. So when you get to the end of that unit, it's over. Now it's officially the end of the first half of Plaga Mincha. And so now, you're done. You cannot daven Mincha anymore. 4:45 comes. It's over. But in other words, consistently, we're going to interpret that Rav Yehuda means Ad, the Ad Bechlal. I'm Rav Nachman Afan Amitanina, and I'm going to show you a Mishnah that supports this as well. Rav Yehuda ben Bava Heid Chamisha Dvarim, we're learning a Mishnah in Adios. Now, this Mishnah should sound familiar. We've seen this Mishnah elsewhere in Shas. Okay. Nida, Masechta Nida. I was thinking to myself, we saw it recently. The Mishnah Adios testifies. It's an entire Masechta dedicated to testimonial. Tomorrow we will get better acquainted with our Masechta Adios. You'll see why. We see what I mean. Now there are five things that were testified in the name of Rav Yehuda ben Bava. Number one, Shemamana Mesektana. So we sometimes encourage, if not outright coerce, a girl to perform Mian. Now, you'll forgive me, but I'm going to not explain the whole thing right now. And time is not in my favor. And it will take me a while to get through exactly what this means. So we'll save it for Yevamos. Okay? So when we get to Yevamos, on Daf Kuf Tes, you'll remind me. And you'll say to me, you know, we learned that Mishnah in Adios. And you promised us that you're going to explain it. Okay, so... It's complicated, and if you want, please, I encourage strongly, go through the Rashi. Rashi takes you step by step in terms of when and why we're going to encourage forcefully a girl to perform mian. Okay, number two, Shemasina Seisha Pirechad. A woman's husband goes away and does not return, and we do not know where the husband is. And then comes one witness and says, oh yeah, I saw him dead. So we'll allow her to remarry based on the testimony of one witness. Now that's a big chiddush. Again, right, when we get to the end of Yevamos, again, we'll explain that a lot better as well. A lot to look forward to, end of Yevamos. The Al Tarnagol Sheniskal B'Yerushalayim, there was a chicken who killed the baby. And this chicken was put to death. And as Rashi points out, that's a bit of a chiddush because the Torah only talks about an ox goring a man to death. And here it's not an ox, it's simply a chicken. It's not a ferocious animal. It's merely a chicken. But still, any animal that puts the human to death is itself put to death. Al sha'arag is a nefesh. Okay, I'm sorry, that's part of the chicken. The al yain ben arbeim yom shenisnaseh chagabe mizbeach. And 40-day-old wine, is that considered fermented? Sure. Yeah. In other words, the Torah demands that when you pour wine on the mizbeach, it has to be Yayin Sheikhar. It has to be intoxicating wine. 40-day-old fermented wine, that's considered intoxicating. The Atami Shachar Shekarav Bi'arba Sha'os. Now, highlight over here in your Gemara the word, the base. In the fourth hour. So it doesn't say up to the fourth hour, it says in the fourth hour. So Shema Minah Advad Bechlal Shema Minah. So the Gemara says, okay, so what do you see over here? It means not up to the fourth hour, it means including the fourth hour as well. And by the way, the Gemara ends off with the following. Amar Rav Kahana, Halachik Rav Yehuda, Hol V'tanam Be'bechir Tekavah Seng. Hedi, the Gemara could not say it any better for the two of us. The Gemara says that the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, even though in our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda is a minority position, where he says that you have till the fourth hour to daven, and we've now correctly understand Rav Yehuda, up to and including the fourth hour. And the Chachamim say you have until midday, but the Halacha goes like Rav Yehuda, even though he's a Das Yachid. Why? Because when you look at that Mishnah Adios, the Mishnah Adios is going like Rav Yehuda. The Gemara describes Adios as Bechirta. It's the choice Mishnayos. They're very special Mishnayos, and so therefore if you find something Paskin in Adios, so that the Halacha falls like that. Okay, so to make this long story very short, Shacharis can only be davened up until the fourth hour of the day, up to and including. Okay, we can get more technical in terms of how to calculate those 4 hours. I've been saying the whole morning, like the Vilna Gaon, that it starts from sunrise, it ends at sunset. You take that, you divide that into 12 units. The Magen Avraham disagrees with the Vilna Gaon. So there could be more that's discussed, but we're going to go on to the Gemara. And Mincha is the next discussion of the Gemara. I take it back. Two discussions coming up in the Gemara. The Al Tamish Shachar Shakar Ba'ar B'Shalas Mantan Lahadat Nan V'Chama Shemesh V'Namas. The man was distributed out in the desert, and it comes to a certain point in the morning where the sun comes out and it heats, it burns, it dissolves the man, and that is in the fourth hour of the day. Now the Torah doesn't say that, meaning it's the Gemara inserting the words Ba'ar B'Shalas. It's the fourth hour of the day. Now, Ata Omer Bar B'Shalas Reino La B'Sheishos. So the Gemara asks a very simple question: how do you know? Who told you? So Kishu Amar Kechom Hayom Hari Sheishos Amar. Because we know that Kechom Hayom, that is when the Malachim paid a visit to Avram Avinu. They went to visit him Kechom Hayom. That's in the middle of the day. That's when the day is really hot. So Ma'amin Mekayim V'Cham Hashem Shvenamas Bar B'Shalas. So we're looking for a time where the sun is not so hot. Or let me say a little bit better. It's not so hot in the day. Meaning midday, it's blistering. And there's no relief at all from the sun. You could be in the sun, you could be out of the sun, it's just simply blistering. But there is a point in the morning where, if you're in the sun, it's hot, but if you're in the shade, that's relief. And the Gemara says that's the fourth hour of the day. Now, Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. Now, the Gemara just simply wants to know. In other words, the man is distributed in the morning. So, and by the fourth hour of the day, it's already gone, lost. So who is it going like? Now, it's interesting because what the Gemara now is assuming is that the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan of our Mishnah needs to coordinate with this explanation of when did the man dissolve due to the heat. Okay, the whole assumption of the Gemara is interesting, intriguing, but the Gemara assumes that they coordinate. Now, E Rabbi Yehuda Adar B'Shalos Namit Safru. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, fourth hour into the day is still morning. And according to the Chachamim, you can go right to the middle of the day. You can go right to noon, and that's still considered morning. Haraya, you can daven Shachris, 11 a.m. according to the Chachamim. So it must be that it's still morning. Mashachris indicates morning. Now, Ibai Sem Rav Yehuda, Ibai Sem Rabban, Ibai Sem Rabban, and Amakra Baboker Baboker, Chalkelu Shnei Bekarim. So the Gemara says, look, what we could say is the following. Baboker Baboker. Now, the simple pshat of the pasuk is that the carbon tamid is offered daily. But what the Gemara now is going to suggest is Baboker Baboker is telling us that you take the morning and you divide it so that there are two bokers every morning. So Ibai Sema. Ibai Sema Rav Yehuda. Hi Boker Yisera. Baboker Chalkeu Shnei Bekarim. So that means now like this, that the man was dissolved by the end of the first boker, 4 hours into the day. And then, but there's still another boker, meaning from the fourth hour to the sixth hour, from 10 a.m. to 12 a.m., is still going to be part of boker, so that you could daven shachris. And the Ibai Zim Rav Yehuda, boker yaseru lahaktim lo sha achas. So the Gemara says, and according to Rav Yehuda, you could suggest, similar to what we just said, that till 9 o'clock is that first boker, and then you're given an additional hour to daven your Shmoneh Esrei. Now, my mashma, how did you know that it's talking about 4 hours into the day where the mon gets dissolved? Sun is hot, shade is cool, 4 hours into the day, approximately 10 a.m. Tfila samincha ad ha'erev. Amar le Rav Chista le Rav Yitzchak Hasam Amar Rav Kahana Lachik Rav Yehuda Hol v'tanam bebechir to kavasei. Hacha mai. Look, for Shacharis, we have a very clear and definitive answer in the Gemara. What's the accepted halacha, Rav Yehuda? You'll have till 10 a.m. to daven Shacharis. Please remember, I say 10 a.m. on a perfect day. There's no such thing as a perfect day. So but what about mincha? When's the last time you could have mincha? So that's a machlokas in our Mishnah. Who does the halacha fall like? Ishtik v'lo amalei v'lo midi. To which he did not have a response. He was quiet. Amar Rav Chista nechzei anan midirav matzli shal Shabbos. Be'erav Shabbos mi ba'od yom. Shema mina halacha k'rav Yehuda. Well, the Gemara tells us, here's what Rav did. Friday afternoon. Sun didn't set yet. And what did Rav do? He davened Mariv of Friday night. He davened the tefillah of Shabbos, even though it was Friday afternoon. So that indicates that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, "Ad Rabbi Midrav Huna Rabbanan Lo Havei Matzlei Ad Orta Shema Mina Ein Lachik Rav Yehuda." So the Gemara says, "Okay, that's what Rav did, but all the other Chachamim, Rav Huna included, fascinating. Rav Huna was a student of Rav. How did he disagree with his Rebbe? One of those perplexing questions, which I don't really have a good handle on. But Rav Huna didn't daven an early Friday night davening. He didn't make quote unquote early Shabbos. So Hashadlo Inmar Hilchas Alo Kamar Velo Kamar." The Avid Kamar Avid or the Avid Kamar Avid. The Gemara says, what is all this reflective of? There is no accepted halacha regarding mincha. You want to follow like Rav Yehuda? Great. You want to follow like the Chachamim? Great. In other words, you can pick and choose in this particular scenario what you would like to do. So if Plaga Mincha is going to be the deadline, so Plaga Mincha is going to be the deadline. And what about if you want sunset to be the deadline? So be that as well. Now, Rav Haigon, and by the way, it could be that that's born from the question that I asked a moment ago. Meaning Rav did it one way and Rav Huna did another way and they're students of one another. So the resolution could be like the Gemara just said. You have an option in this particular regard. Now, Rav Haigon says, everybody quotes Rav Haigon, right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes it as well. You need to be consistent. Meaning, you cannot one day decide, you know what, for me, Mincha is going to end up Plaga Mincha. 4:45 will be my Mincha. I will daven Mincha at 4:30. And then that'll give the person the opportunity to daven Maariv after 4:45. And then the next day he'll say, you know, 4:45, that's really early. I'm going to daven Mincha at 5:45, and I'll daven Maariv after 6. So Rav Haigon says, you can choose, but once you choose, you got to maintain your choice and you got to be consistent. Okay, that is the That's the ruling of Rav Haigon.
And how do we usually hold?
Yeah, so that presents somewhat of a problem, because what we do generally is that we, again, you don't have to choose, but we generally hold sunset. So that means that when we set up our Mincha Maariv, we're doing Mincha right before sunset, we're doing Maariv right after sunset. We here in our shul, we have a Dvar Torah between the two in order to create a little bit of separation, to make sure that they're separate from one another. That's what we do here.
The end of Plag, essentially.
The end of Plag, meaning sunset. Now, that presents a little bit of problem, because what we do on Friday afternoon is that some of us make early Shabbos. So what does that mean? That means that we daven Mincha before Plag, and we daven Maariv after Plag. So what then we're basically doing is we're being inconsistent. 6 days a week we're using sunset as our border between Mincha and Maariv, and then the seventh day a week we're using Plag and Mincha as a border, and we're being inconsistent. So is that okay? Yes, because we do it. That's
I think that's what Rav did also. That's why Rav Kuna was because
it could be. You're speculating, but it could be. It could be. So take a look. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this at length. Justifies our practice, meaning it's not just our practice here in Boca Raton, Florida. Practice of many Jewish communities that do it this way as well. The Mishnah Berurah at length discusses how we get away with this. We do get away with it. The one thing, however, which you can't do, which some of us do as well, is you can't do what what Tosfos referred to on the first daf of Brachos, what's called Tarte de Sastre. Meaning, you can't say, I'm going to daven Mincha after Plag, and I'm going to daven Maariv before sunset. That you can't do. Because then you're not choosing either position. You're not choosing the Rav Yehuda track, and you're not choosing the Chachamim track, but you are dancing in both chasnas. And just like a person cannot dance in two chasnas, a person cannot do this as well.
Is that considered
Ben HaShemashos? It's not Ben HaShemashos, meaning it's just simply this area where, for Rav Yehuda, it's Maariv time, for the Chachamim, it's Mincha time, and so you're davening Mincha and Maariv during this area, that you can't do. So there are many communities that do that, I think this is one of them, that do, on a Friday afternoon, daven Mincha and Maariv both in this Plag period. Huh? Yeah, right. It doesn't always work out. How does that become justified? So there is perhaps some justification for that as well. Okay, but the bottom line is on this Gemara that for Shachris up to the fourth hour, and up to means up to and including, for Maariv, inconclusive, the Gemara says you can choose whether you want to follow like Rav Yehuda, the Chachamim. Rav Haigon says to be consistent in your choice. And then we discussed how sometimes we seem to be inconsistent. Stop over here. Rabbi Chanan Yemenekash Amar Ratzikash Baruch Hu Zakh Yisrael Fiyach Achir Bem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Anay Chafetz Aman Siko Yadil Torah V'Yadir.